finish that. It's about time for my morning medicinal tickling. Come on, baby, come to Papa. You know, that makes a new man of me. Why shouldn't he have one too? Bert, my friend, would you care to join me in a little snort? I thought you would, knowing your bad habits as well as I do. Thank you, Mr. Roche, very kind. And I don't mind doing the same for you, friend, any time you like. Full of air. And one of my brains get down to my feet, and that's why I'm so heavy-footed, I think, at times.
Little Bubbles, fickleness, held my heart and rapture.
That's the prisoner in number 12. He's always singing about his little pigeon what flew away. If he'd had any damn sense, he'd have kept the trap shut. Quiet, quiet. Music, singing and dancing are strictly forbidden by rules of the war. Which reminds me, it's very late this morning. I wonder where he's arguing himself. Quiet, I say! I don't know which is worse, his singing or the damn Beatles down there. I'll guarantee you another swallow of liquor for myself that by the time I count to three, he'd have started all over again. One. Two and a half. Five to three. You're not going to leave me high and dry up here, are you, matey?
I want to hold your hand.
It's on its way down. No. He sings every coloratura aria from the repertoire in one single breath. Why don't you keep quiet down there? If otherwise, I'll send you home. That always keeps them quiet. I'm afraid we'll throw them out. Blimey, he put this down. Beethoven's Fifth. Can't stand the stuff. Nothing like Mendelssohn's Scotch as far as I'm concerned. I wonder why he's so quiet down there. Maybe he's got in my private liquor supply. Are you down there? You better get out of my liquor supply or heaven knows what's going to happen to you. I'll keep you in jail for another 10 years.
Get in my little palace. Me, a chevalier chagrin. Oh, seem to be a bit unsteady on my feet. Must win all that champagne.
Mm-hmm.
really got something. I drank to brotherhood with a real marquee. Me, Gordon Franck! To both of you, I like you. Give me your hand, Marquis. Throughout the land, we toast his fame, praise his name, toasting to champagne, our king, sweetness sweet proclaim. We revel in toasting our mark.
I'm sorry, sir, we've got no room. You'll have to send in for a reservation. I'm here for warm.
Oh,
don't he look pretty fast asleep? His own mother wouldn't recognize him. I wonder if I should waken him up with a nice little kiss. Now, it's against house regulations. He's been drinking. Shocking.
Oh, what's new, Frost?
Oh, nothing important.
You mean to say you woke me up for nothing?
Well, there was something, but I can't remember what it was now. Oh, I know. The prisoner in number 12 wanted a lawyer. So I sent for Dr. Blint.
How could you do a thing like that? He's the worst lawyer in all Vienna.
I know he is, but every time I send him a client, he sends me a bottle of cognac.
Go and see who's knocking at the door, Frosch.
Oh, don't take any notice of that. It's been going on all morning. Have some more cognac.
Answer the
I'm not sure. I'm seeing everything double this morning.
You've been drinking again, Frost?
Me drinking? You know, extra stuff except for medicinal purposes. The four or two ladies wanted to know if there was a Chevalier Chagrin here. I said we didn't have no prisoners of that name, and it certainly couldn't be you, because you're no gentleman.
Just bring them in.
What, in here? But it's so early in the morning.
Frosh!
Oh, all right, if you insist. Oh, yeah. There are only two after all. Must have been that second bottle.
Oh, Dr. Falker was right about the address.
Olga and Ida. I wonder where he got those two so early in the morning.
Gosh, if you don't mind.
What, leave you alone with those two? That's even more than you can manage.
Get out.
Every time something interesting happens around here, I told you to get out before. You've got to have a reservation. Why don't you go down to Woodslower and try them?
Well, ladies.
Chevalier, we have a request.
Yes, but first we have a confession. My sister is no actress.
In fact, I'm only a chambermaid for Herr von Eisenstein.
Only a chambermaid? And you let me kiss your hand?
And my mouth, too.
That's a secret between the two of us. So you're no actress?
No, but she would like to be, and that's where you could help.
Don't count on it. You have any talent?
Talent?